Tonight's shir is on this week's parsha, Parshas Behar Bechukosai. The title of the shir tonight is Internal Fear of Hashem. So tonight we're going to look at several psukim in our parsha and in other places in the Torah and Vayikra, where the Torah mentions a concept of Yiras Hashem, Yiras Elokecha, in relation to certain mitzvos and averos. So we're going to try to analyze why the Torah, there's a universal principle that the Gemara mentions based on some psukim in our parsha and in Vayikra, and we're going to try to analyze what the idea of this Yiras Elokecha is. What is it referring to in this context? So if you look in source number one, it's Vayikra Perichafei. The pasuk says, it's pasuk Yud Zayin, V'losonu ish es amiso v'yareisa me'elokecha ki ani ad Hashem elokecha. So the first iser prohibition we're going to deal with tonight is that you're not allowed to tease or vex your fellow Jew. And then it says, V'yareisa me'elokecha, you should fear God, because I am Hashem, your God. So the Torah teaches us about the iser of onas devarim. Rashi in source number two says as follows: Lo sonu ishes amiso, kan hizir al onas devarim. So here it teaches us that you're not supposed to tease your fellow Jew. You're not supposed to remind him of, let's say, past deeds. That would be an example of onas devarim. If you have a bal tshuva, for example, and you remind the bal tshuva of all the yisurim they've done in the past, that would be an iser of onas devarim as opposed to onas mamon. Shlo yaknit ish es chavero velo yasienu eitzo she'ena hugenes lo lefi darcho v'hana aso shel yoitz. So you shouldn't provoke your friend, nor should you give your friend advice that doesn't benefit him, but benefits you, the advisor. So it says, so that's the isser. The isser is to provoke your friend, tease your friend, annoy them, or to give them advice that's not proper for them. V'im tomar, and if you're going to say, mi yodea im niskavanti l'ra, who knows if my intent is for evil? L'chach ne'amar v'yareisa me'elokecha. That's why it says in the psukim over here, v'yareisa me'elokecha, that you should fear Hashem. Hayodea machshavos hu yodea. He knows your inner thoughts. And therefore it says, v'yareisa me'elokecha. Kol davar hamaser lelev, she'ein makir ela misha machshava b'libo, ne'amar bo v'yareisa me'elokecha. Anything or any act that's internal, that's muster lalev, that's given over to the heart of man, that she'en makir ela misha machshava b'libo, the only place that it's recognized is in the person's heart. Ne'amar bo v'yareisa me'elokecha. It says v'yareisa me'elokecha. So the Torah teaches us in our parsha that there's an isser to give your friend bad advice, to provoke your friend, and in any situation where there's an internal conflict, there's an internal idea, the Torah uses the term v'yareisa me'elokecha, that you should fear God, and that because God knows your thoughts. So anytime you have an inner conflict within your thoughts, you should fear God, v'yareisa me'elokecha. So this is a general principle that Rashi's pointing out, and he mentions it in other places. But the main idea seems to be, or the main concept that we're going to analyze is what is v'yareisa me'elokecha in the Torah and other places. Is there a universal concept of what this yira is? What is the Torah demanding of us when it says v'yareisa me'elokecha in the context of these mitzvos that we're going to discuss? So that's the question that we're going to take up. What type of yira does the Torah demand of us, and why in these situations does the Torah highlight Yiras Elokim? So those are the questions. So the first example is Onas Devarim. The next example is also later on in our parsha, Vayikra Perichav Hei Pasuk Lamed Hei. It says, V'chiyamuch achicha umata yado imach, v'chezakta bo ger v'soshav v'chai imach. Let's say your friend becomes poor, and you need he's destitute, and he needs money, so you have to support him, and so that he can live amongst you. Al tikach meito neshech v'sarbis v'yareisa me'elokecha v'chei achicha imach. You can't lend him money and charge the guy interest, this poor guy interest, and then it says v'yareisa me'elokecha, and you should fear God, and you should live, or you should let your brother live amongst you, with you. As kas b'chal lo sitein lo b'neshech v'marbis lo sitein achlecha. You should not give your money with interest, and you should not give him food with interest. Ani ad Hashem elokeichem asher hotzitzi etzchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, laseis lachem es eretz kanaan liyos lachem le'elokim. So I am God who took you out of Mitzrayim and gave you eretz Kanaan in order to be your God, and that's the end of this parsha, of this entity. So the Torah over here is talking about a different iser. It's talking about the iser of ribis. You're not allowed to take interest from somebody that you lend money to. So the Torah says in the Pasuk, look at Pasuk Lamed Vav again, Al tikach meito neshech visarbis v'yareisam elokecha. It says v'yareisam elokecha. So we have another example in the Torah where it says v'yareisam elokecha, and sure enough, Rashi is consistent. It's based on the Gemara, but Rashi is consistent. Look in source number 4. He says neshech v'tarbis chad shavinu rabbanan v'lav or alav v'shnei lavin. Really, it's the same iser of interest, of charging your fellow Jew interest, but you're over two isurim. V'yareisam elokecha l'fisha daito shel adam nimsheches achar haribis. So man, he's really attached to interest. V'kasha lifrosh hemenu. So it's hard for a person to not charge interest. Umor la'atzmo heter b'shvil ma'osav shayu b'telos etzla. A person will try to work it out and work a heter for himself out. So therefore, hutzrach lomar v'yareisam elokecha. So Rashi differs over here, and he says that the Torah says v'yareisam elokecha because there's a certain desire for a man to charge interest, and it's hard for him to not charge interest. So therefore, it says v'yareisam elokecha, but then the second answer is consistent. He says, oh, atola ma'osav b'nachri, or if a person, he says, it's not my money I'm lending out, it's the non-Jews, so he works out a way to give it to the non-Jew and lend it. K'dei la'avosam l'Yisrael b'ribis, in order to lend out to the Jew b'ribis with interest. Hareze davar hamaser l'libo shel adam machshavaso l'chach chutzrach lomar v'yareisam elokecha. This is something that's internal. So if a person wants to lie and cheat the system and work out a way where he can lend with interest through his friend who's a non-Jew, so again, the Torah says that's a maser l'lev, it's something that's internal, and the Torah always uses the term v'yareisam elokecha whenever there's an internal conflict, an internal avera. So now we have the second example. So another question that we can ask over here is, what's the difference in the two pshatim of Rashi? The first pshat is v'yareisam elokecha is because a person is attached to his money. And the second pshat is consistent. It's the idea of anything that's maser l'lev, if a person could work out a way to give it to his friend who's the guy and charged with interest, the Torah says v'yareisam elokecha, fear God. So what is this fear, this universal principle of v'yareisam elokecha, and when is it employed? And the second question is this side question. Why does Rashi give two pshatim here? So again, it's just to summarize and keep the facts straight. We have two cases of Yareisam Elokecha. The case of Onas Devarim, where you tease your friend, you remind him of his past deeds, you give him bad advice. The Torah says, Yareisam Elokecha, and then you have interest, charging your fellow Jew interest, and the Torah says, Yareisam Elokecha, either because a person's really attached to his money, and he wants interest desperately, or because of, this is Davar Masra Lev. You can work out a situation where you give it to the guy, and you charge interest, so the Torah says, V'yareisam Elokecha. But again, what type of Yira is this? What is V'yareisam Elokecha in this context? Does it just mean to have fear of God in general, of Yiras Hashem? Or is there a deeper idea here in the Psukim? So let's go on. Other examples. It seems that it's very prominent in our Parsha in Bahar. In Paraklav, hey, there's a third example. It's really, I brought down all the examples. There's about 5 examples in total. But 3 of them are in our parsha in Bahar. So it says in source number 5, it says v'chiyamuch achicha imach v'nimkar lach lo sa'avod bo avodas aved. So if your friend in Torah, it's possible for a Jew to be sold into slavery. If a Jew is poor and he needs the money, he can sell himself. If he has no other alternative and he owes money, he can sell himself into slavery. But you're not allowed to treat your Jewish slave like an eved. You can't treat him like a slave. But what you should do is you should treat him like a worker, like a regular worker that you've hired. So you can't treat him like a slave. So then he should go out by Yovel, and he should go back to his family and his land. And then it says, "Ki avadai heim asher otzesi osam eretz Mitzrayim loyimachru mimkaras aved," because they are my slaves. I took them out of Mitzrayim, and they shouldn't be sold into servitude. It's really a bad thing that Jews become slaves because they lose the idea of Hashem being the ultimate adon, master. Lo sir debo befarech v'yareisam elokecha. So you're not allowed to treat this slave ruthlessly, and you should fear Hashem, fear God. Same pasuk, same wording.
So
So you should purchase your slaves from the non-Jews. V'gam ibnei atoshavim agarim imachem mehem teknu u'mishpachtam asher imachem asher holidu bartzichem v'yu lachem lachuza. And also the ger toshav who lives amongst you, the non-Jew, who keeps Sheva mitzvos, you should buy your slaves from them. V'snachaltem osam livneichem achareichem l'reshes achuza l'olam b'hem tavodu v'achichem b'nei Yisrael ish v'achiv lo sirdeh bo b'farech. So you should purchase your slaves, and they can function as a possession for you from the non-Jews. And amongst the Jewish slaves, you can't be ruthless to them. So again, we see another example in Bahar, where the Torah uses the phrase, V'yareisam elokecha. In Pasuk Mem Gimel, it says, L'osir debo b'farech, V'yareisam elokecha. You should not treat him ruthlessly. It says, V'yareisam elokecha. You should fear Hashem. So what is this? Look at Rashi. What's this Isser, this prohibition? Source number 6. L'osir debo b'farech, melacha shelo l'tzorech. You shouldn't give him work that's not necessary. Kedei la'anoso, in order to cause him pain or suffering. Al tomar lo hachim liyasakosezeh. V'hu eino tzarech. So let's say you have a nice coffee cup, and you're drinking your coffee, and your coffee is hot. But you tell your slave to go heat it up, even though you don't need it, it's already hot. Or let's say it's cold, but you don't care for it, but you still instruct the slave to heat it up, even though you're not going to drink it. That would be an example of befarech, of being ruthless. He says, Ador tachas agefen ad sha'avo, shema tomar ein makir bedavar im tzarech im lov. So he says maybe a person will say that he's not doing anything wrong because it's his slave. The omer anilo shutzorech litzorech, and he can convince himself that there's real need for this. Harei davar hazem muster lelev lechach nemar v'yareisa. So here's another example where it's muster lelev, where it's internal, and the Torah uses the phraseology v'yareisa melokecha. So it's the same question: why does the Torah isolate these examples of V'yareisam elokecha? And what's this concept? What type of yiras elokecha? We're always commanded in V'yareisam elokecha. We're always supposed to have yiras Hashem by any isser. Take the isser of let's say, drinking blood. So you should also have yira and don't drink blood. Or the isser of eating basar v'chalav. So the Torah should say V'yareisam elokecha. Why is the Torah only say V'yareisam elokecha in these situations, in davar hamaster lev? What is it about this yira that it's specific to these examples that are muster l'lev, that are internal? So those are the questions. So let's keep going, and we're going to move on to two more examples, and then we'll get to an idea, a concept. So Vayikra and Yotes, it says in source number 7, Kidoshim, it says, Losikalel cheresh v'lifnei iver lositein mechshol v'yareisam elokecha niyad Hashem. It says you're not allowed to curse the deaf person, and before a blind person you should not place a stumbling block. V'yareisam elokecha niyad Hashem, and you should fear Hashem, for you should fear God, for I am Hashem. So same phraseology, V'yareisam elokecha, and this is talking about the isser of being mekalel, of cursing your friend, cursing a deaf person. So look in Rashi, source number 8, Lo sekalel cheresh, ein li ela cheresh, minayin l'rabos kol adam. How do we know that every man is included in this prohibition, meaning that you're not allowed to curse any person? Tama lomar be'amacha lo sa'or. It says, amongst your nation, you should not curse. Im kein lama namar cheresh. Why does it say cheresh? Ma cheresh miyuchad shehu b'chayim. Av kol shehu b'chayim, yatza hameh she'enu b'chayim. So why does it teach us cheresh? Because a cheresh, a deaf person, he can't hear your curse. And nevertheless, the fact that he's alive makes it usser. But if a person's dead, it's not an isser. There's no isser, deraisa, to be mekalel, a dead person. It just has to be alive. Even if it doesn't affect them, there's an isser. And then he says, lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol, lifnei asuma, before the blind person, bedavar, you shouldn't put a stumbling block before the blind person, lo sitein eitza she'eno hogeneslo. It means that you shouldn't give the blind person, a person who's blind, bad advice, not just physically blind, but let's say they're closed off or blind to certain ideas, to certain points. Al tomar, machor sadecha v'kach lach chamor, ve'ata okef alav v'nola himenu. You shouldn't advise a person to sell his field and buy a donkey. In the meantime, in the back of your mind, you are going to take it from him. You're going to buy the field from him. So secretly, it was your plan all along to get the field. V'yareisam elokecha. Lefisha davar ze eno maser lebrios leida im daito shel ze letova o lera'a. This isn't given over to man. Man doesn't know. Fellow man doesn't know whether he's acting properly or not. V'yachol lishame v'lomar letova niskavanti. Person can lie to himself. and say that it's really for the benefit of the person he's giving advice to. Lefichach ne'amar bo v'yareisam elokecha. Therefore it says, v'yareisam elokecha, him kir machshavosecha, recognize your thoughts. V'chein kol davar ha-masar l'libo shel adam ha-oseu v'ein shar bios makiros bo, ne'amar bo v'yareisam elokecha. Same concept. That any time there's an internal process, internal conflict, that other people can't recognize, it says, v'yareisam elokecha. And the same question. So we have four examples thus far of v'yareisam elokecha. There's only one more example. So the four examples are onas devarim, when the Torah commands us not to provoke your friend, to tease your friend, it says v'yareisam elokecha. Then there's ribis, and Rashi gives two pshatim on v'yareisam elokecha by ribis. And then there's also the third case, the third example is by avodim, that you're not supposed to act ruthlessly. You can't instruct or command the eved to do something that's not necessary just for the sake of punishing the eved. And the last, the fourth example that we just read is the case of the case where a person is v'lifnei iver, is the idea of putting a stumbling block. You can't give advice, bad advice, to a person because the Torah says v'yareisam elokecha. So there's one last example, and then we'll get to the Gemara and the philosophy. So the last example is source number 9. It's Vayikra Perek Yates, Kedoshim. So really, I think these are all the examples of Yeresim HaKachah in the Torah. And it says in these five places in Vayikra. It says, B'pnei Seva Tzakum V'adar Ta P'nei Zakein, V'yareisa Melokachah Niyad Hashem. So you should stand before an elder person, and you should show deference to a Zakein. So it says, V'yareisa Melokachah Niyad Hashem. And you should fear God, for I am Hashem. Rashi, v'pnei seva takum, yochol zakin ashmai, tamalomar zakin, ein zakin elo shekaneo chachba. So it has to be an elder who's wise, not just a regular elder, but an elder who's wise. This is Rashi's pshat. V'adar tov pnei zakin, ezu hider, how do you show deference to the elder? Lo yeshe v'mkomo, v'lo yedaber v'mkomo, v'lo yistoros devarav. You shouldn't sit in his seat, you shouldn't speak in his place, and you shouldn't contradict him. Yachol yatsim enof kemisha lo ra'ahu. So you could be that guy who closes his eyes and pretends like you don't see the zaken. L'chach nemar v'yareisam elokecha. That's why it says v'yareisam elokecha. Sherei davar zeh moser l'libo shel oseu. It's really internal. She'ein makir bo elohu. He's the only one who recognizes it. V'chol davar hamoser l'leib nemar bo v'yareisam elokecha. Anytime it's given to the heart, it says v'yareisam elokecha. So this is the fifth example of Yareisim Elokecha. The Torah says that if a person sees an elder, a person who deserves kavod, and they try to pretend like they're not seeing them, so that's an example of Yareisim Elokecha, that it's usher to do that, and the Torah instructs us, Yareisim Elokecha, that you should fear Hashem. So obviously the question that I'm driving towards in the shir is, what is the fear, and why does the Torah demand fear in this situation and not in other situations? There are plenty of situations, Isurim, as I said before, where a person has to have Yiras Hashem. You shouldn't violate Shabbos, Yiras Hashem. You shouldn't do a Avodah Zarah because of Yiras Hashem. So why is it that the Torah uses the term V'yareisam Elokecha by these situations where it's Masor Alev, where it's internal and a person can pretend like they're not really doing something wrong, they're doing the good? So what is the Yira here? What is the? How would you define the Yiras Elokim, the Yiras Elokecha in these situations? What is the Torah teaching us? So that's the question. So the Gemara, to answer this, we need to look at the Gemara. It's a short Gemara. It's in Kiddushin. We'll look at Rashi and the Radak. They have a similar idea, just the flip side of the same point. But it says as follows. The Gemara is in source number 11. It's Kiddushin daf lamed beiz amed beiz. It says, Yachol yatsim einav kemi shelo ra'ahu. So a person could shut his eyes, close his eyes, when there's a chacham around. Let's say your Rebbe comes along, and you don't want to give him kavod, so you pretend like you didn't see your Rebbe. Tamun lomar tukum v'yareisa. The Torah says you should stand and you should fear. Davar hamaser olev nemar bo v'yareisam elokecha. When something is internal, it says v'yareisam elokecha. So Rashi over here in source number 12 kind of gives us some more insight. He says, Davar hamaser olev, l'libo shel oseh ha-davar hu yodea im ra'ahu olav. So the person who's thinking about this stuff, the person who's potentially the avaryan, he knows, or hu yodei imra olav, he knows if he's been seen or not. L'fishi yachol li shamet, this is talking about your Rebbe, or the Chacham, he knows whether he saw him or not. Lefi shiyacholi shamet me'enei abrios shlo yachziku karasha vishid nuhu l'chaschus. You can make it that other people will see you, and they won't assume that you're doing anything wrong, that you just didn't see your Rebbe, and that's why you didn't stand up. And they'll say, l'chaschus, that you didn't do anything wrong, that you were just innocent. V'yomru lo ra'ohu, and others will say that he didn't see his Rebbe. You didn't see your Rebbe, that's why you didn't stand up. L'chach ne'amar v'yireisam el'kecha, shekol machshavos gluyos lo v'yadua b'cha shalistor el'vato mitzvoso mitzvaso niskavenes. God is aware of all your thoughts, and he knows that your goal was to avoid doing a mitzvah. So the situation is that a person's in shul, and other people are there, your friends are there, and the rabbi of the shul walks in, and he walks past you, and you pretend like you didn't see the rabbi, and other people will see you, and they'll say, that's why you didn't stand up, you just didn't see the rabbi, but secretly you did see him, you just didn't want to stand, you didn't want to give him kavod. So that's the case that Rashi says, v'yareisa melokecha, that God knows your inner thoughts. So what is this yira? Because we normally, there's two ideas of yira, which we're going to get to later, but there's two basic ideas of yiras elokecha. One idea is the lower level, which is yiras onesh. It's the idea that you're afraid of God, you're afraid of being punished by God, and that's the lower level. But the other idea is yiras elokecha, if yiras elokim, is the higher level of yira, the awe, the idea that Rambam says. The Rambam says that the ideal of yiras elokim is when a person, he studies nature, and when he realizes how small he is relative to God, he's in awe of God. And it's an idea of yira as an awe. But really, those two ideas don't really make sense here, because if it's yiras onesh, I mean, why? What's the advice the Torah is giving us? And if it's yiras of God, if it's yira of Hashem, so why is it that in this situation, the idea of being in awe of God because you're so small, what does that have to do with the idea that God knows your inner thoughts? Isn't that a separate point? That's tied to God's omniscience, not yiras elokim. Yiras elokim is that I recognize that relative to God, I'm nothing. So how does that fit in here with the idea of kol davar amasur lelev v'yareisam elokecha? Because that's a question. So there's one other point. This Tehillim, there's a Tehillim, pasuk in Tehillim, the Radak takes up and he mentions v'yareisam elokecha in our psukim, and then with that we'll talk about Rashi and the Radak, their approach. So in source number 13, it's Tehillim Perek Yates. It says Yiras Hashem Tahora Omedes La'ad Mishpat Ad Hashem Emes Sadku Yachdov. So it says that the Yira of Hashem is pure, and it lives forever. It exists forever. Mishpat Ad Hashem, the laws of God and the justice Emes is truth Sadku Yachdov. They're righteous together. So the beginning of the pasuk is the Yiras Hashem is Tahora. That Yira, fear of God, is pure. So what does that mean, Yira Hashem Tahora? So the Radak in source number 14 says, Yira Hashem Tahora, Vehema Dvarim Shiyase Adam Osam Beseser Oblidas. These are things that a person does in secret or without knowledge. Kimo Haganeva Viziyav Hamidos Vamishkalos. If a person steals in secret, or when they steal from people by manipulating the weights, Vadomim Lahem, these are the areas where the Torah says, V'yareisam elokecha, V'yira hatahora me'ein sig. The pure yira doesn't have any dross. Ki ha'dvarim ha'ra'im she'hem begaloi, that those things that are public, yimna adam ya'sosam yiras b'nei adam. A person doesn't do those things because they're afraid of man. This type of silver is not pure because there's dross in it. It's not pure silver. Aval dvarim shem nistarim, secretive, things that are secretive, v'yimna adam lasosam yiras hakel avado, that a person won't do them because of yiras Hashem, hayira hi tahora, ki'in basigim. This is a pure yira, and there's no dross in this yira. So what is the Radak saying? What exactly is yira here? So I think the Radak and Rashi are similar. They're just the flip side of the same coin, but they're saying a deep idea. The idea is that yira in this context, yiras elokecha, isn't referring to awe or yiras onesh, but it's referring to a similar idea to yiras adam. And what's yiras adam? Yiras adam doesn't mean that you're afraid of man. It means that your perception of or your idea of the perception of others is a driving force in terms of your actions. So the Radak says that when a person does something publicly, they're not going to do it, not just because of God, but because of Yiras HaAdam, it means that a person thinks about how others perceive them. And that's a key driving force in terms of your actions, in terms of whether you act in line with God or whether you decide not to act in line with God. But a driving force, a critical driving force for man, is the way others perceive you. So the Torah is teaching us that in this situation, V'yareisim elokecha, the Torah is teaching us that we have to take that emotion or that idea that we have, the importance, the integral importance of how others perceive us as being a driving force, and attach that to God, and really recognize that if that's really a driving force for our actions, so we have to perceive God in the same way. We have to project onto God, not in a anthropomorphic sense, but we have to project the same feeling or the same fear of being exposed to the public. We have to project that onto God as well, because God is omniscient. So the Yira here isn't recognizing God's omniscience. It's not an awe of God, but it's the corollary to Yiras HaAdam. Just like a person feels a fear of exposure to the public, they don't want to be looked at or viewed as an evil person, as a bad person. We have to take that feeling, that emotion that we have, and project it onto God. And if we do that, then even our private thoughts will be affected. We'll be able to clarify what the right thing to do is in situations of internal conflict. So if we take that feeling, that sense of I'm going to be exposed as an evil person, as a bad person, that we usually project onto others and is a driving force, and we attach it to God, so if we do the same towards God, it'll affect our actions, it'll help us in these situations. So I think Rashi and the Radak have similar idea, but they're taking the two sides of it. Rashi, I think, is saying that if, from a negative standpoint, if you want to prevent yourself from making the wrong choice, you really should try to take that emotion that you have, that feeling that you have of fear of it being exposed, and try to project it onto God, and try to use that, because it's true and it's real, but you should try to project that fear of being exposed to the public onto God. And once you do that, so then you'll recognize that even your innermost thoughts are subject to that exposure. So that'll affect you. That's a method. The Torah is giving you a method in which to steer you in the right direction. So Yiras HaLekecha doesn't mean that a person, according to this, doesn't mean that a person should be in awe of God, like we normally say Yiras Hashem, or it doesn't mean that you should be fear onesh in these situations. It means that you should take the same feelings that you have towards Yiras HaAdam, the same feelings or fear that you have of being exposed, of being a bad person in the eyes of the public, you should use that and recognize that and project that onto God. And if you do that, so you'll make the right choice. But the Radak's saying the other side. The Radak's saying that these are situations where a person is able to act based on that, is purely based on Yiras HaHashem, Yiras HaLekecha. Meaning many situations, a person is conflicted, they have different motivations. A person has many motivations when they act, and a lot of times it's a mixture of Yiras HaLekim and Yiras HaAdam. The Radak's saying that in these situations, in all these mitzvot that the Torah says, V'yareisim HaLekecha, we should look at them as opportunities for us to act based on a pure Yira, based on this idea, this recognition that God knows our thoughts. We can really have a pure Yira, Yiras Tahora, in these situations. We can exclude the dross. We can take out Yiras HaAdam from the equation and only act based on Yiras Elokecha, Yiras Elokim. So the Radak's saying that these are opportunities for us to act in a truly perfected way, where we can just act on Yiras HaLekecha, just act on the idea or the knowledge that we are exposed to God, we are constantly exposed to God. So, just to summarize, Rashi and the Radak, I think they're saying similar ideas, but they're just taking two different approaches. Rashi's saying, V'yareisim HaLekecha is the means of preventing us from being an avarya, that we need to project our fear of being exposed to the public onto God, and if we do that, then we'll be honest with ourselves and we'll make the right decision. The Radak's saying, look at these situations as opportunities of pure perfection, opportunities where a man is able to or capable of acting only in line with Yiras HaLekecha, only in line with this idea of recognizing God's awareness of our inner thoughts. So the Radak is looking at it as a positive, whereas Rashi is looking at it as the Torah giving us advice as to avoid a pitfall. So how do we avoid a pitfall of the internal heart, the internal decision-making? We try to use that feeling, that fear of being exposed, try to use that in a real way to benefit us and to make the right decision. Whereas Radak Singh look at these situations as opportunities of perfection. That these are opportunities where a person, and there are very few that exist, where a person can really clearly demonstrate and act based on Yiras Elokecha and not Yiras Adam. And these are situations where they're internal, where other people will see you and they won't see you as bad, as a bad guy, because you can hide it, but you only have God. There's only an idea of God being aware of your thoughts. That's the only motivation for you to not do this action. So that's a high level of Yira. That's Yira's Tahora, like the Radak says. So either it's Yira's Tahora, it's a positive, it's an opportunity to express your Yira's Elokecha, or it's telling us to avoid a pitfall. You should try to project this fear of being exposed as a bad guy and recognize that if you do that with God, so then even your inner thoughts are subject to that as well. So that's what the Rashi is saying, as opposed to the Radak. Okay, so there's one last approach, the Ksav HaKabbalah. The Ksav HaKabbalah takes up kind of the other way of learning V'Yareisam HaLakachla. It's not talking about a Yira as opposed to Yiras HaAdam, but it is referring to one of the two, Yiras HaOnesh or Yiras HaKel. So he says as follows, Ma Ad Hashem, look in source number 15, it's Varim Parak Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, and the Pasuk says, Ma Ad Hashem HaLakachla Shoel Mimach Kiim LiYiro Oso. The Torah says, what does Hashem ask of you except to fear him? Hamafarshim yishtadlu levaer be'eza min yira yechavin baza. So he says that the Mefarshim are trying to understand what this yira that Hashem demands of us is. What is this yira? Im amadrega ktana shehi yira sa'onesh adash amar hamishora samach mefachtecha bishari v'mishpatecha yareisi. So is it the lower level that Hashem demands of us, that we just fear punishment, being punished by God? Or perhaps the Torah is referring to the higher level of Yira, where a person is in awe of Hashem. The people who are into grammar, they understand the difference. So sometimes Yira, the word Yira is attached to a mem, in like an arpsukim, V'yareisam elokecha, me elokecha. Uvein amakushar b'milas es, kimo, es ad Hashem elokecha tira. Sometimes yira is attached to the word es. So there's two situations. He says, amakushar imem hora also yiras ha'onesh. Whenever it says yira me something, it's referring to yiras ha'onesh. V'amakushar im es hora also yiras ha'male varomos. Whenever yira is attached to the word es, it's referring to the higher level of yira.
So he says, Yaakov says, I fear him by Esav.
There's all these examples where they're using Yira in the framework of S with the word S and it's Onesh. It sounds like they're afraid of being damaged, that Onesh and punished. He breaks down this differentiation and he says, you see, there are examples where the term Yira is with the word S and it means Yira Sa'onesh.
There shouldn't be any difference between Yira of Hashem and Yira between man and man in terms of this phraseology of Yira Me and Yira S.
So then he says, L'chein Yira Li, Shehebdel Yesh Ben Hiskashrus, Shem Yira Im Shem Elokim, Levein Hiskashruso Im Hashem HaNichbad, the Shem Havaya. So he says that the other way to explain it is that there's a difference when Yira is attached to the word Elokim versus the Shem Avaya, Yudke Vavke. Yira Hamakusharis im Shem Elokim, Torah al Yira Sa'onesh. Whenever there's Yira with the word Elokim, it means fear of punishment. Ki Shem Elokim hora also Midas Adin. Because the Shem Elokim is Midas Adin, is God's justice. Kakasov Elokim Shofet Ze Yashbil. The Yira Hamakusharis im Havaya, the Yira of the Shem Hashem, al Yira Samalev Aromos, that's a higher level of Yira, Kefi Horas Hashem Anichbad, Shu Midas Rachman Ba'ava, because the Shem Hashem is really one of mercy and love. Ulezeh, Kishi Dabro Aksuvim Benevim, An Shemali, Eskir Bahem, Torah Yira Hashem Anichbad, and whenever it's referring to the higher level, it says Yira Hashem, and it gives different examples of this. So this is his second explanation. But nevertheless, he later on in the Ksav HaKabbalah, I didn't have room on the page, but later on he mentions V'yareisam Elokecha, he goes along with this principle that Elokecha is Midas Adin. So he says, Yiras
Elokecha in these psukim, in our psukim, in Bahar and Kedoshim, is referring to Yiras HaOnesh. So he's learning different than Rashi. He says that when it says Yaresim Elokecha by Dover HaMaster Alev, it means Yiras HaOnesh, that a person should be afraid of being punished by God. So what does he mean here? How does that fit in? So Rashi and the Radak, we explained, Yiras Elokecha is referring to the idea of Yiras HaAdam, of fear of being exposed. But the idea, according to the Ksav HaKabbalah, is Yiras HaOnesh. So what is that idea of Yiras HaOnesh? What's the Torah teaching us? So there's one last idea I wanted to share in the Shir, which is that perhaps the Torah is teaching us that when man isn't aware of what's going on in his mind, when there's deeper unconscious thoughts, because a person can never know completely to the depths of his mind, he can never know exactly what he's thinking and what his deep unconscious is causing him to do. So when a person is in a conflict like that, so they should use Yiras HaOnesh, they should use the fear of being punished in order to sift through the thoughts that he's going through, in order to try to isolate the true thought from the negative thought. So perhaps the Ksav HaKabbalah is saying that Yivyaresim Elokecha is also, he's holding that it's really an aid for a person, that in a situation where there's a pitfall and it's very difficult for a person to go through a self-analysis in a situation like this, they should use Yiras HaOnesh to try to bring up or to try to use it as a method of motivating the person to clarify which of his thoughts are true and will benefit him and which will cause him negative danger or will cause him punishment. So, for example, in a situation where a person wants to avoid giving kavod to the rabbi in the shul. So in that situation, and he pretends like he doesn't see the rabbi. So in that situation, a person's in conflict, and it's not clear to him. He's able to work it out that he's not doing anything wrong. So there's really a deep-seated conflict there. So how does a person get out of it? What should a person use to get out of it? Should he go through a whole self-analysis in that situation? If I'm in shul, do I have to analyze my emotions and go through the deep unconscious thoughts that are going through my mind as to why I don't want to give kavod, why am I doing this? Or just the idea is Yiras HaOnesh. Yiras HaOnesh is a method that the Torah is prescribing in these situations in order for a person to clarify which one of these thoughts are real and which ones are negative and dangerous. So the last idea, the Ksav HaKabbalah is saying that the Torah is prescribing us a method to work out a situation where we're in conflict and we're not fully aware of our emotions, our thoughts in these situations. And the method to use is Yiras HaOnesh. If a person thinks about the fear of being punished, it'll help clarify in his mind and isolate the motivations that will benefit him as opposed to be detrimental to him. Okay, so that's the end. So let me just summarize. So tonight's shiur was on the universal principle of Yaresim Elokecha. And we see that there's five cases in the Torah of Yaresim Elokecha where the Torah uses the phrase Yaresim Elokecha. And one is in the framework. The first one's in Onos Devarim. You're not supposed to tease your friend, provoke your friend. Then another one's in Ribbis, in the framework of Ribbis, charging interest. Then you're not supposed to act ruthlessly towards your slave. You shouldn't make him do things that you don't need him to do. Another example is being Mekalel Chareish. You're not supposed to be Mekalel. The last idea is the idea of not standing up for your Rebbe or for a Chacham. So the question that we had was, what is this Yira that the Torah is demanding? Why does the Torah only mention Yaresim Elokecha in these situations? So Rashi says, based on the Gemara, that these are Devar Ma'aser L'Lev. These are all internal cases where a person has to think about it, and it's internal, and he can get away with it in public, but internally, he's going through a conflict. So what is the Torah teaching us? So the Torah is teaching us that a person has to have the same fear of exposure to the public. He has to attach that same fear to God. Because in reality, God's omniscient, and there's no reason why we should view man or the fear of being exposed to man any differently or any more severe as us being exposed to God. So if we have that awareness, or if we attach that fear and that emotion of being exposed to God, so it'll help us in this situation of pitfall. That's what Rashi is teaching us. The Radak saying more, these are opportunities where we can demonstrate a pure Yira, a Yira without dross, a Yira where we're not connected to Yiras HaAdam. We're only acting based on the knowledge that God sees our thoughts. He's aware of our thoughts. And lastly, the Ksav HaKabbalah teaches us that Yiras HaOnesh could be a powerful tool in a situation. It's not the ideal, but it's a powerful tool in a situation where there's an internal conflict that we're not fully aware of, that we can't. Sometimes you can't just go through an analysis session in the moment. So you have to use a method to try to isolate what's going on, to try to isolate how to act. And the method is yiras ha'onesh. In a situation where there's an unconscious conflict and there are plenty of motivations either way, bring up the idea of yiras ha'onesh in your mind, and it'll help you be afraid of God in your mind, and it'll help you come to a clarity in this area of conflict. So that's what the Torah is teaching us. All right? All right, thanks for calling in, everybody. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you.